Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello everybody, my name is Min and I'm your host for today from NDIS Property Australia here in Brisbane, and you're listening to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. Today's exciting topic is diversity of locations, and here we have in the office with me, Erin.
Hello.
Matt.
How's it going?
So Erin, you brought this crowd together. What's going today? What are you going to talk about?
We just want to talk about a little bit about why we're more focusing on other states and developing in other states rather than Queensland at the moment, because what we've noticed is Queensland is very on track to meet SDA demand at the moment, whereas a lot of other states are, in comparison, very underdeveloped. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about it and say why we have sort of less Queensland stock at the moment and more other states. Min, do you want to take a little bit about builds? Talk a little bit about
Yeah, I guess the last 12 to 18 months, a lot of investors, a lot of investment has gone into Queensland. And as such, all the builders who have been associated with SDA have been stretched to the limit.
Yep.
And as a result, they're having problems in delivering because of, and not their fault, obviously, because of the supply chain issues, the COVID, the material. We've discussed this already in the last few months, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we all know what's going on here. So everyone's stretched. Everyone's investing in Queensland. Everyone's promoting Queensland. It's a bit too much, I think.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing it for the last 9 months now, so. And now we're really excited about the other areas which we're focusing on.
Yeah.
And Matt, those areas are?
So we're mostly focusing at the moment on Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, and Tasmania.
My favourite is Sydney. I'm really excited about Sydney because we've been
we've been trying to get into Sydney for a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because of the we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, so Sydney, New South Wales is definitely my flavour of the month. But
your flavour of the month.
What's so funny about that?
It's just such a weird saying.
Well, fine, my little baby, Sydney. So where you want to start, Erin?
I guess we'll do, because we had, there's a recent podcast episode with you and Rob where you talk about Tasmania. So I guess really quickly we can just talk about Tasmania because there's a more in-depth episode available already. So
how about we go jump to Matt. Matt, what are the Tasmania numbers look like?
So there's currently in Tasmania, there's 126 total dwellings. This is in Hobart. And totally in Tasmania, you've got 250.
And mind you, Matt, those are legacy group homes. They're the old stuff. They don't really count. So they will be phased out.
Yes, and I feel like there'll be a lot of flight from less purpose-built accommodation to obviously newer SDA-specified accommodation.
As of December 21, the SDA pipeline data showed only 4 under construction. 4 houses being built in all of Tasmania.
In all of Tasmania.
2 in robust and 2 in fully accessible. That's all there is.
That's huge, yeah. So for an investor, obviously building there is a first mover advantage, you'd say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head, but there's like barely any HPS houses full stop. Isn't that correct, Min?
Yeah, I think.
So currently, there's none in Hobart. In Launceston, there's 3, and there's 1 in northwest.
There's 4 HPS houses Tasmania.
Total, yeah. So not a lot.
So there's an opportunity there to go to Tasmania if anyone wants to go in there, yeah.
And you're also looking at probably cheaper land prices as well.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. There's so much land down there. I guess we'll go South Australia next. Move up.
I think we got about two or three packages there in Adelaide, Matthew. HBSs.
They're all HBS. Yep.
What's the price? Do you remember the price point in the stock list?
I think it's about 800.
Low 800s, I think.
Yeah, 800 to 900.
But we haven't really had much opportunity to go to Adelaide thus far.
Yep.
What are the stats show there for existing and pipeline?
So you've got existing. So this covers both legacy and obviously new SDA dwellings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About 1,300 are either in the pipeline or have been constructed or are legacy.
Well, pipeline I see here in front of me, 103 in the pipeline. That was as of 6 months ago. 103 under construction. So
yep,
you take that from your total there. There's a lot. There's a lot to replace. You've got legacy group homes there as well.
Mm.
So definitely, it's the price is still around the 700 to 800 grand pricing.
That's pretty standard at the moment around Australia.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people asking for the lowest price. Well, the lowest price possible is about 750 is probably the lowest I think in all of Australia.
If you have to ask.
Mm-mm. So we're starting to look into Adelaide now in South Australia.
Yeah.
So we'll see where we go from there.
I feel like Adelaide is probably not as developed as most of the eastern seaboard, just in terms of, I think, NDIS in its SDA form has only been in Adelaide about 2 years.
I can't remember. At least 2 or 3 years.
Between Perth and...
Perth's only a year, yeah. Speaking of which...
Move around to Perth.
Mm.
Well, we've got a lot of units.
We've just launched our soft launch, the 15 units in North Coogee called the Coogee Marina Residences, which is pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they're really nice.
They're so nice. They're literally 100 metres from the water and then the marina where all the boats are.
And the apartments themselves, we were looking at them, they're actually really nice. Like they're...
spacious.
Yeah. And each level has its own carer and it's just like, I feel like it's such a good location and building in itself.
Each of the two-bedroom apartments are at least 110 square metres for one occupant.
Yeah.
That's bigger than a normal two-bedroom unit.
Mm. And then houses-wise, what have we got going on?
We've got a few of them, Matt. About two or three HBSs, which is standard from one build, and then we have... so robust and IL. So a few robust coming out at the moment, which we have.
Yep.
Robust category is definitely a focus for us because we know that the numbers for in the southeast area for Perth, 20 kilometres from the southeast of Perth, $112,000 for two robust participants. So we're working with one of our builders for custom design.
That's yearly.
Yeah. $112,000 a year for two tenants. Custom designed homes in infill areas, which are very unique, and we'll do a lot more robust and improve the ability houses. So Perth is still a unique area because it's the highest cost to build at the moment in Australia. I don't know why. But we're still focusing there at the moment because the numbers will stabilise in the coming few months with prices going down for labour rates and also supply costs, so that should be okay.
Yeah.
But again, in line with diversification, we want to go around Australia and have
Perth is a great location.
Yeah, it's a great location. It is, yeah.
We'll leave New South Wales to last because that's your
just one
favorite.
Point I was going to make on Perth, which I just try to keep reiterating, is just that it's so early on, similar to Tasmania in terms of doing SDA. Just looking at the stats here. So we've only got a total. This is... in the pipeline or constructed of 250 dwellings in all of Perth. Not much at all.
Yeah. And like, as you said before, NDIS has only been over there for a year in WA.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's really like, it's new. It's
very new.
It's new.
Very
like
new.
There's big demand over there. And because it's only new, there's not a lot of dwellings to meet the demand.
Yep.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk about Victoria, Melbourne?
Yeah. Victoria, what's the population of Victoria? 4 million or 5 million?
About 4 to 5 million, yeah.
So there's 120,000 plus participants in NDIS there, of which over 7,000, so 7,200 I think, are SDA funded.
Mm-hmm.
Of those 7,200, only 700-ish participants are in a SDA dwelling, and they would be 450 dwellings of SDA compliant for 700 people, participants, out of the 7,200. So that's only 10% of the people who are living in an SDA home.
Yep.
So there's a massive, massive shortage at the moment for Victoria, and we want to spend a lot of our time and efforts in that category there, in that location there, region, regional Victoria and also Metro Victoria, to go with the Tasmania focus there as well. So the challenge is finding the right builders in the right areas, but that's on our side to work with. But there's a lot of people who are very keen to get into Victoria, and we want to be able to help out where we can, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, the demand is huge.
Matt, so talk about the pipeline for Victoria, please.
So I've got here that the total SDA-funded participants is about 6,000, which is, I think that's...
About 7,000, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is from a few months back. And you've got the total dwellings, so that's including in the pipeline, 2,300.
Do you have non-pipeline dwellings, as in their legacy group home stuff at all? Demand-wise?
We've got this 508 in...
That's pipeline construction, yeah.
Yeah, as of December.
Yeah.
So you would be looking at probably 1,600, 1,700.
Older product.
Yeah.
So at some point in the next three to four years, all those older homes that have been used for the participants will be phased out of the state-funded categories and moving into the SDA as we get more and more completed SDA product finishing. And also more and more SDA participants who are going through the AAT tribunal to get their funding approved as well. Yep. So we definitely see a lot of scope. I mean, look at the numbers. 700 who are living in SDA and the 7,200. So we've got another, you know, if the average home is 2 person per house, we're looking at another 6,500. So 3,200 houses or dwellings to be built. And we're only at 700 at the moment.
Yeah.
And the pipeline here is only, what, 500? So it's still about 3,000 to actually get under construction. So there's a lot of work to do in Victoria, for sure. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your flavour of the month, as you call it?
Sydney. There's a lot of demand in Sydney. Landlocked, not much land being released. It seems like our only way into Sydney really are the developers who are already building apartments in Sydney. So we've just got away the 10 units in Schofield, another 8 coming up completion in August in Liverpool as 3-bedroom HPSs. And we should have another, well, I think, another, what, 20 or 30 more in the coming 6 to 8 months, I think.
Units, that is? Or
Yeah, units, yep. Yeah, HPS yep. in Sydney. So it seems like for us, you know, it's really hard to find the right – the pricing is really expensive. We have one builder who's got a HPS or robust house in somewhere in Sydney, $1.3 million. It's very expensive. The land price is very expensive, hence the reason why it's so hard to get into Sydney for a house and land package for SDA. But it's easier when there's a developer doing a mass volume or a large amount in one go, absolutely, in one location, in one project.
Yeah.
Then it's easy for us to get involved with that to promote to the market for investors and also providers and participants as well. So, yeah, that seems to be the easiest way for us. Just working with developers in advance as part of the redesign part of project releases here in Sydney and whatnot. I think for us as a business, we are very bullish on New South Wales, Victoria, and Western Australia. They're the three for us.
Yeah.
The other ones are the little side, just Tassie, Adelaide, and where else? Yeah, Adelaide and Tassie. They're just the smaller markets at the moment, yeah.
Yep.
Matt, your thoughts from people inquiring to the 1300 number to you?
There's been a lot of interest in, obviously, Perth, our new stock that we do have in Perth. I feel like there was a lot of interest 6 months ago for Adelaide, but that's starting to pick up again now with our new stock. So people are obviously keen to get involved in, you know, a reasonably priced apartments, which are a great location in Perth. So I feel like that'll be...
I think if anyone is price sensitive, their only option really is the villas, when they do come up very rarely, if at all,
yes,
and the units. Because everything else, we think about it, Adelaide, Perth, Tasmania, Melbourne, they're all in the 800-900 price range now.
Yeah.
It's getting very expensive.
Build price has gone up.
And it is what it is. I mean, the build costs, you know. The builders have to have their margin of profit to in order for them to deliver the houses that are completed. Otherwise, it's not feasible.
And also to kind of guarantee that they can complete it without potentially having a shortfall.
Mm. We've had a few providers come to us recently, Matt, to you particularly, who haven't been able to access built stock because they've been waiting for the last year or so for completion of stock and they can't get it.
Well, all the stock has either been delayed out or land releases have been delayed. And then obviously that's led to a lot of participants waiting around for a product that they were supposed to get months in advance.
Yeah, and they've come to us now to ask to tap into our product.
Yep.
Under construction.
Absolutely. I feel like regional New South Wales is pretty untouched as well.
It is. Tamworth is untouched. So anyone out there who wants to get into an area, fertile place for SDA opportunities, go to Tamworth, New South Wales. We have a builder there who can help out. He's doing some big things over there, but great opportunity there.
Newcastle?
Wasn't there flooding, rain issues down there?
Just now, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the movement of the Sydney floods. They moved up north and hit Newcastle.
We'll have to talk to more to that provider you spoke to.
Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get more feedback. So we're getting more and more feedback from everyone around Australia with what their demands are, Matt. So it'd be good for us to bring that awareness to investors as well.
Absolutely.
So there's opportunity everywhere. It's just it just comes and goes with land availability.
Yeah.
So I mean, there was an inquiry recently to you, Matt. I saw in your email that the client wanted to know what was the cheaper prices and our price negotiable. But
I mean, if you want to, I always say if you want to buy a lot of different properties all at once, they might negotiate with you on that. But in general, prices are going up, build costs are going up. That's not changing. Mm. So while the regular real estate market might go through its ups and downs. It's not as if labor is going to get cheaper and it's not as if supplies are going to get cheaper. So.
Yeah. I feel like at the moment all builds, not even just SDA, is just on the up.
Mm.
And it's probably going to stay that way for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Blame lettuce and inflation. Yeah.
Mm.
So we've had a lot of providers come to us recently, a lot of agents and brokers come to us.
Mm.
For guidance and advice, to access our stock that we recommend for our clients, investors.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are coming to us confirming they are really enjoying the podcast.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Cameron and Nicole. Hello. I know you're listening to this podcast. They said to us that they were really enjoying all the podcasts. I think Cameron's up to 42 or 43 and Nicole's up to 30 or so. And it's a point of discussion in their marriage, in the household, about all the SDA stuff. So we really look forward to talking to Nicole and Cameron and anyone else out there who's enjoying the podcast, because we're at 4,500 plus now downloads.
Yeah, correct. I reckon we'll probably break 5,000 by the end of August, I reckon.
Oh, it's 1,000
because we're averaging 1,000 a month, we'll definitely break 5,000. Actually, it's only halfway through the month, so we'll probably break 5,000 by the end of July.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really enjoying spending our time and effort in producing these podcasts. We enjoy everyone's feedback.
Mm.
They say they really love listening to what we do.
Yeah. I really want to hear what people want us to talk about. Like, if people want to send in questions, I'd love to do just like an episode of just Q&As. I think that'd be really fun.
I reckon it'd be great for us to bring on a listener onto our podcast.
Yeah.
We should bring on one or two people who can just ask us questions and talk live, a live podcast, and see how that goes, because nothing beats us being put on the spot and answer the questions,
Agreed.
So any final words of advice from you guys to our listeners about diversity of locations at all?
I'd say our stock is moving pretty fast, so I think my advice would be jump on things really quickly, especially those Coogee units, because they've already got so much interest. I think they're going to go so fast.
Okay. That's it then.
I think those are, yeah. See you later.
See you guys.
Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.